won't be before you long. Sometimes I say this, I've got a two-hour message, and I'm going to try to do in about 20 minutes or shorter. And I find the more you pray, the more God will work through his word, and he'll give us exactly what we stand in need of this morning. Book of Romans in the 8th chapter. Sounds like most of you found it. Go with me if you would down in this 8th chapter, starting at verse 14, reading down through and including verse 17. Verse 14, he says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we be also glorified together." And stop reading there at verse 17 this morning. And this is a thought that God has laid on my heart this week. And I need your prayers and your help for the time that we stand here, and to bring you a message simply entitled Relationships. Relationships. That there are many different things in life that we look at, and we look at some of the things that people we know, and we begin to look at the relationships that we have. Paul was telling in the Romans here that if we've been born again, we are the children of God. And we are brothers and sisters with one another. And we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ in all that God has. Today, we are part of his great family. When we look about the relationships that we have in this life, that we need to examine the relationships that we have with one another, with our church, and with God, most of all. When we began to think about this in this study, we find that, you know, there are some things that some people that we don't have in-depth relationships with. There are those that we've heard about. There's those that we've read about. Some that we have seen. But as we go through this message, I want us to think about all the relationships that we have that has touched our life. There are some people that are nothing more than just an acquaintance. We don't have a true relationship with them. They're just an acquaintance that we've met along the journey. There are some people that we know about that we really don't have a relationship with. We think we know about them based upon what we read or what we see. Like our president and vice president, I really don't know them, so there's no relationship that is there. When we look at our friends that we call our friends, there are some folks that we call our friends that there's really no relationship there. It's superficial. It's just on the surface, if you'll have it today. When we look at our relationships that really matter to us, they go deeper than just the surface. Those relationships that we have with our spouse or our children, our church, and to Christ himself. That our relationship with him ought to be the most important thing that there is in this world. Because he wants to have a relationship with us. He just does not save us and then sets us out in this world filled with sin and never talks to us or visits with us. But God wants to have a deep relationship with us. One that goes beyond what we see in the media and what we see in so many so-called Christians today. If we have a deep relationship with God, will not fall for every wind of doctrine that is being published today in our world. If we have a deep relationship with God, we will know what is right and what is wrong. If we have a deep relationship with God, I saw it this week on a posting that we cannot worship God on Sunday and vote to perform abortions on Monday. Amen? Our relationship with God needs to be so deep that we don't want to do anything without talking to God, first of all. Because He is our Father. We are His children. And the deeper the relationship gets, the more we will walk in line with His Word. Not everybody that says that they have a relationship with God truly has a in-depth relationship with Him. There's a lot of people that say, I know about God, or I've read about God. He's a friend of a friend of mine. But really, when it comes down to it, is God your friend? And how deep is that relationship? In the Bible, it gives us many different examples of people that had in-depth relationships. Paul and Silas were good friends. I believe they had a deep relationship, don't you? Naomi and Ruth, think about that relationship. When her sons died, Naomi told Ruth, just go back to your own people. And she said, no, not so. Your people are going to be my people. And your God, my God. That's a deep relationship. David and Jonathan had a deep relationship. Because even after Jonathan was dead, David was made king over all of Israel. And David one day said, find out if there's any of the household of Saul that I might show mercy because of my friendship with Jonathan. He didn't say, I'll do it for Saul's sake. He said, I'll do it for Jonathan's sake. They had an in-depth relationship. Paul and Timothy had a deep relationship. Paul was Timothy's schoolmaster. Paul took Timothy under his wings and taught him so much about the gospel. Could you imagine getting to walk with Paul and getting to hear him preach? You're talking about learning and developing that relationship. Timothy had one of the best teachers there was. When I think about Jesus and the apostles, what a relationship they had. Jesus trusted them so much and had trust and power in their relationship that He said, I'm going to send you out to preach the word and to heal, to save, to do all manner of great things. That's a deep relationship. Mary and Elizabeth had a deep relationship. So deep, even though they were cousins, Charlie, when they come together and Elizabeth found out that Mary was with a child, that the child that was within Elizabeth leaped for joy. You're talking about a relationship. You say, well, John didn't even know about Jesus. He heard that the Messiah was coming. And he knew that, you remember, I believe this with all my heart, God preordained some even from the womb. Ask Jeremiah. John here was the forerunner of Christ. When he stood out there and he told them, prepare you the way, make it straight, he knew what he was talking about because of his relationship with God. I like to be like Abraham of old. You talking about a relationship. James said in the second chapter in the 23rd verse that Abraham had such a relationship with God that God called him his friend. How many of you like to be a friend of God today? Amen. Oh, I think about the greatest and the deepest relationship in all the Bible is the relationship that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost had. Because you remember when Jesus was here, he said, me and my Father, we are one. We ought to strive to be one with God today in our relationship to make it so deep that we're never satisfied with where we are with God. I believe that sometimes we get too satisfied along the way. We get to a place to where we think that the relationship cannot get any better than what it already is. God wants to have an in-depth relationship with us. And we ought to want to have an in-depth relationship with God. Not one that we're trying to, you know, some people, and I'll share this, several months ago, probably a couple years ago now, Becky and I were, we went on a trip and we had dinner with some folks, and some other folks came by and joined with us, and afterwards the one said, you know, they was probably pretty happy that they got to have dinner with you to get to meet me. And I thought, well, that maybe, I don't know. But you see, some people just want to have a relationship that will benefit them. Just them. I wish everybody I know had a relationship with God that was so deep that I'd rather live for him than I had to gain this whole world and lose my soul. A relationship that is so deep, as he said, that we are his children. He is my Father. How many of you love your natural mom and dad? Right? Let me tell you, I love my dad and I love my mother, but I love my Heavenly Father even more because of the relationship that I have with him. And I wasn't coerced into this relationship. I wasn't taught in this relationship. I wasn't talked into this relationship, but I was born into this relationship. And not only are we his children, but we are his sons and daughters. I am a born-again child of the living God. We are brothers together. We are brothers and sisters together. Paul said in 1 Corinthians that in this relationship to God, we are saints today. And we ought to take that seriously. Peter said in 1 Peter 2 and 5 that we are priests. Every one of us has got a work to do to maintain this relationship that we have with God. In Revelations 1 and 6, he said that we are kings. And you say, how can we be kings? Because we are the children of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And again, everything he has, he gives to us as well. When we look at our relationship with God, and God wants to have a deeper relationship with us than we've ever experienced before. The relationship that God wants to have with us is also represented in our relationship that we ought to have with one another. And the relationship that husbands and wives ought to have. The relationship that children ought to have with their parents. You see, the Bible teaches us everything we need to know about life. When we look at the relationship that God wants to have with us, any relationship takes work. Somebody say amen. If you don't work at the relationship, it will deteriorate. How many of our people quit working on their relationship with God and now they have fallen by the wayside? No excuse. is justifiable when it comes to letting your relationship with God deteriorate. Just like in life. A relationship takes work. It takes us giving the work and the time to get to know each other. How many of you thought you knew your spouse until you got married? Right? I thought I knew Becky. But after we got married, there was a lot of things I found out I didn't know. And there was even more things that she found out about me that she didn't know. It takes work to get that deep relationship that God wants us to have, not only for Him, but for each other. I told Becky this morning, I made mention to her about a couple that had been married almost 40 years, and he decided it was time for the marriage to come to an end. A guy this week at work that I've worked with for several years now, I was talking to him and asking him how everything was going, and he went like this. He pointed at his finger, and it didn't have a ring on it. I said, oh, man. He said, yeah, she decided that it was time for her to move on. He said, it's a midlife crisis. How many of us know that every relationship takes work? It's a give and take, right? It takes caring for one another. And there is no one that cares for you like God does. No one that cares for you like God does. He cares so much for you that He's watching over us. And He's got angels watching over us. He cares so much for us that He gave His life so that we could have life. I think that there's not one parent that, well, maybe in today's economy, I have to rephrase this. I don't believe that there's a parent that really loves their children that would not give their life for their child. And you have to be careful, Wayne, today, how you say things like that. Because there are millions of them that's being killed even before they're born. And people want to say, I'm a Christian. You can't be a Christian and vote for the devil. When we think about our relationship, and I, on the natural realm, I'm guilty of this, of not doing this enough. It takes talking to one another. You know, sometimes in a relationship, all we want to do is talk to God. And tell God what we need and what we want and what we want to see happen. In a deep relationship with God, there ought to be time that we listen to what God has to say. And you say, God don't speak to me. Then there's trouble in the relationship. There's trouble. See, I've never been that much of a talker. Sometimes, you want to know when Roger talks the most, besides being in church, is when I get upset. How many of you talk more when you get upset than you do normally? Right? That's me. I'm glad I got some others like me. But it's not good. We need to talk to one another. We need to love one another. God showed His love toward us. How many of us in our relationship with God shows our love back to God? You say, well, I come to church on Sunday morning. That's not a good example of love. A good example of love is I love Him on Monday as much as I do on Sunday. I love Him as much on Tuesday as I do on Sunday and Wednesday and Thursday, Friday and Saturday. It's not just a love when I need something. It's a love that is there because He first loved me. And I'm trying to love Him back and show my gratitude and appreciation for all that he has done for me. In a relationship, for it to get to the deep level that we ought to strive for, we have to spend time with one another. Some would say, Brother Lloyd, well, I went to church this morning. That's spending time with God. You can spend time with God all week long. You're not restrained to these four walls to spend time with God. There's a song that we sing every once in a while, or Villa used to sing it every once in a while, that says, and he walks with me and he talks with me. And this is the best part. And he tells me that I am his own because of that relationship that we have. You see, he has already done all of his work, and he shows it to us on a daily basis. I say this often, but I'll ask you one more time. Who woke you up this morning? You know who woke you up? The person that loves you more than mother and father, brother and sister, loves you more than husband or wife, loves you more than any friend that you could ever have. He loves you today. And I believe God. You ever seen a kid that is just begging for attention? Sometimes I believe God is just begging for our attention. Can you turn the TV off for a couple hours and spend it with me? Can you stop running around shopping and spend some time with me? Can you not work as many hours and spend a little bit more time with me? God has been neglected in our relationship so long that sometimes he must wonder, do we really love him? If we really want this relationship with God to work, and in a natural realm, we have to trust one another. I trust God with all of my soul. All of my life, I trust him. Because I know he will never do me wrong. But I wonder how much God trust us in this relationship. Is he confident that we'll be there tomorrow? Or is he looking at us and saying, I wonder if they'll be back doing the things of this world? I trust him. I hope he can trust me. And I'll put this in on a natural realm. I trust Becky. And I hope that I've proven that Becky can trust me. And you say, why do you say you hope? Because trust is something that is developed over time. And if you ever do anything to sever that trust, it takes even longer to build it back up. Amen? Men, I've got a lot of women saying amen, and none of you men. You know it's true. Once we let somebody down, what was it a few Sundays ago? I brought the message about forgiveness, or on a Wednesday night. And you know, they'll forgive you, but they won't forget it. If we really want that relationship, we will provide for one another. There is nothing, no day can be too long that if my kids or my family or my church has a need, that I will not work from sunup to sundown to provide that need. And it doesn't matter whether I think they need it or not. If they think they need it, dads, moms, we will do whatever it takes because of the love that we have for them. Look at how God has provided for us. How many of us today in our relationship with God would have to say, God's been better to us than we've been to him? Amen. He has provided everything I could ever ask for, along with the needs along my journey. And that's because of his love toward me. He loves me. But it's up to me to determine how deep of a relationship that I have with him. If the relationship is to get to where we really want it, it takes sacrificing. And I know some of you may fall out with me on this, but when our boys were growing up in Tiffany, if there was something that they wanted, we would sacrifice so that they could have it. Amen? And you say, Roger, you spoiled them. Yes. And we've been paying for it ever since. Right? But I ask you, who amongst us today can say you did not spoil your children? And the house gets quiet. And I have to say, my father has spoiled me. Because you see, everything I have need of, he's given it to me. You say, Roger, you've done a lot. You work, you provide. Yes, but who gives me the strength and the intellect to be able to go and do it? It's God that done it. Not only that, but if we have a strong relationship, we have to be accountable for it. I wish we as God's people. How many of you read in Revelations where he said, and the books were opened up? How many of you remember that old song that says, my Lord keeps a record of every moment we're living down here? See, there's some accountability in being a born-again child of God. Brother Lloyd, when I was down in North Carolina and I went to that church and the pastor talked to me before church one Thursday night, and I told him I was Baptist. He said, you're one of those that believe once saved, always saved. And I said, yes, sir. And he says, that's what I thought. And I say that, give you that example because to tie it with this, that with God, he is accountable for what I have given to him. I am fully persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have given him against that day. Just like in my marriage, folks, let me tell you, I believe when we say I do, there's some accountability that comes with those words. It's not till I get tired of you. It's not for a 5 or 10 year contract. But in my contract, there's only one way I can get out. And that's death. And Becky says, if you try any other way, you're going to end up dead. It's true. That's what she says. There's some accountability there. Amen. Some of you guys are laughing. Your wife is sitting next to you saying the same thing. In our relationship with God, it takes us being dependent upon him. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't sing a song. I can't preach a message. I can't do anything if I don't have you there with me. I need this relationship with God. I'm getting further down the life's journey, and I find out the closer I get home, the more my heart and my soul desires a deeper relationship than I've ever had before. Some of you say, Roger, if you're not careful, you'll become one of those religious fanatics. I am not religious. I am born again. And I want my relationship with him to be stronger than my relationship with my mother and father, my brothers or sisters, or even my children or my spouse, the church. I want my relationship with God to be the deepest relationship that it could be. And it's up to me how deep that relationship is. Some might say, Roger, I've tried to have a relationship with God, and he just won't grow with me. You know why it is? Because you got things in your life that he will not accept. In order for us to have a deep relationship with God, we have to purge all those things out of our life that are ungodly. Because God won't put up with sin in a relationship. Oh, this is a lot of preaching, but it's true. You that are married, you wouldn't, and those of you that are getting at that age, you wouldn't put up with an unfaithful partner. But yet, we want God to put up with us in a relationship to where we can do what we want, when we want, and how we want, and then I'll come running to God whenever I want to. God says, that won't work. That won't work. And he says, if you're my child and you want a relationship like that, it's going to take some punishment to go along with it. And I have been punished. Some of you have been punished. How many of you have ever been whipped by God because you allowed your relationship to get in disarray? You say, God says that we are his children. He is our father. We are his sons. We are the children of God and the Spirit. Pause. Not everyone who says that they are a child of God is a child of God. Do you know we got some out there that are claiming to be children of God just because they've read the Bible or just because they go to church? Brother, I didn't get it that way. I got it at an old-fashioned altar of prayer to where he came in and gave me an invitation to be part of his family. And I'll bring this to a close today. See, in our relationships, spiritually and naturally, if we're not careful, they'll get in trouble real fast. How many of us as young people growing up thought that there was a day that we were smarter and stronger than mom and dad? We allowed Satan came in our minds and planted that seed. But thank God there came a day that I looked and my dad and mom became two of the smartest people and the lovingest people that I ever knew in my life. They had not changed. I had changed. See, some of you see God today as a God of wrath that's just waiting for us to make a mistake so that he can punish us. That is not God. God is a God of love. And the deeper your relationship gets with him, the more you'll realize God does not do anything to hurt us, but he does it to help us. How many of you have ever had to whip a child? Rob and Sharon, get us a song. You talking about something that is hard. It's to take a belt or a switch to one of your children. Tiffany was at our house yesterday. But I guess it was Friday night. Friday night, Gavin threw a temper tantrum. And she put him in a timeout. He was in a room there, the closet, and he just turned face to wall. And he ain't allowed to move. He ain't allowed to do anything for 2 minutes. Now, I know what I would have done, and I know what my dad and mom would have done. But that's my grandchild, son. It broke my heart for me to see him in a timeout. It did. Because, you see, and I believe that's why we as grandparents love our grandchildren. Can I put this in there, Lee? More than we loved our children. Some of y'all, we take offense with that. And the reason why is because when our children were growing up, we really didn't realize what we had. We were learning as we was growing, and the relationships were solidifying and developing. But then after our children are grown and these grandchildren come along, Billy, it's different because we're softer. Ron, say amen. Amen. We're softer because love. I'm thankful God has at times shown leniency even to me. You say, how could he? Because of his love. He showed leniency. When I should have been kicked out of the family, God said, no, that's my son. Right now, you as parents that have children that's gone through adolescence and into becoming juveniles. Is that a right word? I don't even know what I'm trying to say. But there comes a time when they stand up against you. And all you can do is say, that child is acting just like my mother's child. Because I once did that too. And you know what keeps us from saying and doing things that we ought not do? It's because of the relationship that we know is there. Even though they may not see it right then and there. But in time, they will come around. Hold on this morning. Develop that relationship. You today that are away from God, you know where you're at. Some of you this morning, you know that you're saved by the grace of God, but you've never taken the time in your life to develop that relationship to the next level. To the next level. To the level to where that you can just feel the anointing of God come over you. To where you can feel like that there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God. When you get to the relationship to the depth that you feel like you could lay down in a den of lions and God would watch over you. You're talking about a relationship, Ray. Oh, Daniel had a relationship. Oh, I'm trying to close. You're talking about a relationship. Or like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh, King, you may throw us in, but I've got a relationship with a God in heaven that is able to deliver us. I don't know if he will, but I know he is able. That's a deep relationship. Would you stand this morning? You follow your heart. Some of you need to get this relationship developed this morning. Follow your heart. In your spiritual life. Just because you read of him doesn't mean that you have a relationship with him. Just because you've heard about him doesn't mean that you have a relationship. A relationship is knowing that God has knocked upon your heart's door and offered you the gift of salvation, and you stepped out and received him. On this Sunday morning, why don't you come and start working on your relationship with God? While they pause for just a minute, church, and they're going to sing in just a moment, I promise you. But how many of us today will acknowledge that when your relationship with God is right, every other relationship is so much better? Amen. That's why the scripture tells us we didn't know what love was until we gave our heart and soul to Jesus Christ. We didn't know what living was about until we got right with God. We didn't know what the purpose of life was. There's a bunch of them out there that's still looking for the purpose of life. There's a bunch of them that are depressed because they think all life is you get up, you go to work, you come home, you eat supper, you go to bed, you get up, you go to work, you come home, you eat supper, you go to bed, and it's just a continuum that just never stops. Let me tell you, there's more to life. The life that I'm talking about is when you can look at a little seed popping out of the ground. How many of you that are that plant stuff, when I see that in the garden, I see that little seed popping through, Wayne, boy, my heart thrills. When I see the bird, this morning I saw a dove that's got a nest. She's got a nest in a tree there by the house. When I seen her taking food in for her family, oh, it blessed my heart. You say, Roger, you're awful shallow. Let me stay where I'm at because I'm satisfied. I'll keep working on my relationship. But we need others to work on your relationship. I've seen some of y'all that your relationship used to be here. And over the years and maybe over the months, your relationship has gone to here. And you say, well, it's time to stop. No, the sky's the limit. And then when we reach there, you know what he'll do? He'll take us home to be with him and we'll have a new relationship. I ask you this morning, one last verse. How's your relationship with God? How is it? Sing it. We should never be satisfied where we're at. We should strive to always deepen our relationship with God to the level that there is nothing that my kids or Beck, and I'll use Beck as an example because I already used the kids. If Becky told me she had need of something, I would try my best to get it. I would. And she knows that. Sometimes that works to my disadvantage. Right? But still, when we truly have that relationship, there's no cost too high. There's no day, you know, that's too short. There's nothing that we wouldn't do. And Mike and Steph, you're just getting to the place where you'll realize that. With Brooklyn. And Matt and Rachel's already seen that with Grant. You know, there's nothing you wouldn't give to your kids. And God will withhold no good thing from us, especially when our relationship is right. God bless you. I see cars still moving pretty good out there on 32. I don't know what the weather is going to do. The weather people don't know what the weather is going to do. So we'll keep an eye on it, and if it worsens, sometimes you guys get it worse over here, sometimes we get it worse over there. You just don't know where it's going to hit. So we'll keep an eye on it, Ron and Terry. And if it was to go south real fast or something was to happen, then we'll put out a one call. My concern is that once this is done, the temperature drop, and then it's going to be slick. So you guys keep an eye on it because you're over here, okay? God bless you. Have a great day and work on that relationship. It needs it. Bless you, Sharon.
Good to have you again.
It's good to be here again. I'm glad you had